Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We are here. We are welcoming you all. We are joyful to be able to speak with you. Joyful that you are joining us again, or for the first time. We want to tell you about two very special people. Yes, these are my friends. First of all, Rosemary Bailey, a longtime friend and dedicated to finding and developing her own inner connection. And what she's doing here on Earth, who she is in spirit, and what she's doing here in human form, what her purpose in life is. And as part of that, she shares, while she's seeking, she shares with many people. She's generous, she's kind, she's loving. And she made a very generous donation this week to voicesfromthestars.com, a $100 donation that makes her the sponsor of this episode. She was not aware of that. She just made a generous donation. But that is what it takes to sponsor an episode as a donor. And I just want to give her credit, and I want to mention that if you're interested in sponsoring an episode or in making any level of donation, that support is really important to help people around the world be able to hear, to make available to people around the world the voices of the star beings and their teachings and what they have to say, their support, their energetic support and love. And this is just one project. Voices from the Stars is a project that is a part of a much larger project called Project Humanity. That's what the beings who speak to me and through me call it. And they said that is it's going on. It's got participants from throughout the universe, participants from this galaxy and other galaxies, all these beings coming to help us now, and all the higher consciousness beings, the higher, more highly developed beings, the star beings here on Earth, in human form, all of you, that is to say. We're all part of Project Humanity. So if you'd like to make a financial contribution, that would be really appreciated. And if you donate $100 or more, you can become a sponsor and you can leave me your email address so I can write you a thank you note and leave me some words that you would like, how you would like to be introduced on the show as a sponsor. And the other person I really want to thank today is my new friend, Veronica Aguirre-Garay. I can't tell you how difficult that last name has been for me to learn to pronounce. Veronica is the most powerful Reiki master I have ever met, received a session from, without any doubt. And she's a beautiful woman who has created a lovely space of peace and love in her house, in her home here in La Cumbre, where she has a treatment room where she does Reiki, and she's also a psychologist, and so she can connect the emotional and energetic patterning in our lives. And I was mentioning to her that the house that I've just moved into is not yet settled. The energy is not yet settled. It's difficult to find space and space and grace to record, to connect within and record and have a quiet, grace-filled space, which is important. And so she invited me to come to her house and record if I'd like, and it's a perfect place. And so I want to thank Veronica very much for hosting us today. And now to the star beings. Alia de call a clicky kia. Ania and a ring a lakalakia. Oya, oya, oya. Arikurutudulubo. We are welcoming you all here today with great love and joy. Creating a space of ease. That is our role today. That is what we choose to do. The work we want to do with you and for you all is to create ease. This is for Susan as much as for others because of the great amount of physical and emotional and energetic effort that her physical life has required in these days. And that experience of transition is one that is common to so many people on the earth. These times of change require great, I want to say sacrifices. I thought we were beyond sacrifice. It requires that you focus your effort and your attention for a time on whatever outer task supports your inner growth. When we refer to sacrifice, what we mean is you're allowing yourself to release that inner space. You're stepping out into the world and focusing your attention and your efforts there. And that means that you're not always as filled with ease and grace as when you can be quiet and still within. When you are settled, when you have physical and emotional security and financial security and abundance and everything, all your needs and wants are met, then ease and grace is your natural state of being. But in times of transition, as you make outer changes, it can be difficult to carry that ease and grace with you. It's always what you want, to remain in that centered space. But often there's little time to attend to that. There are outer occurrences and situations that demand your attention. The world's in a moment of rapid, rapid change, as you all know very well. And I'm sure, we're sure, that each of you can think of something in your life that is changing. So what do you want to tell us today about change? Change and stability, that seems to be what I feel a sort of balance. You know, like an old-fashioned scale with the balances. Alikilikia, stability on one hand and change on the other. Stability is in my left hand and change is in my right. Change is a beautiful process that's essential to growth, expansion, development, becoming more and more yourself, your whole self, your capitalist true self in physical form requires change. Because transformation is change, growth is change, expansion is change. And sometimes that change has to take place not only on the inner, but on the outer level. Sometimes as your prayer is answered for growth, for healing, for rejuvenation, for expansion, what is required is that you make outer changes to allow yourself to more space or the right space to expand. You know, I was just aware recently, I became aware in the last few weeks, that I say these prayers, I make these conscious choices for change, for growth, for rejuvenation. But I hadn't fully realized how many changes I might need to make internally as well as externally. Can you tell us about the internal and the external and how they work together? Internal change results in outer change. And outer change makes space for internal change to continue to express itself, to be expressed. What's an example? Can you use some concrete examples? Ringa la Well, your life is a perfect example. Yes, I hope the listeners, our listeners, don't get tired of hearing about my life, because you talk about it because it's the material I have. And I just hope that it resonates with other people. All right, please give some details about inner and outer change. Okay, sometimes the change starts with the outer, or does it always start with the inner? The two cannot be separated because you are not separate. You are not inner and outer. You are inner outer. You are one. You are one. Your outermost expression, what you mean when you say that is you're talking about physicality, life in the material world, creating a home for yourself, finding a home, establishing a home, choosing where that home will be. Those are the specific examples at this moment that we're using. Those same choices apply to jobs, careers, relationships, whether to have children, any number of things, what to do with your life, whether you're going to plant a garden and what you want to raise, what you want to plant, what you want to plant in every sense energetically in your life. Your life is the garden. Okay, now I'm lost. What does all that got to do with inner growth and expansion? That's, I think, what I'm trying to find out. When you reach a certain point in your inner development, sometimes outer change is required. You've grown as far as you can in a certain place, with certain friends, with certain partner, with a certain way of making a living, perhaps, or a way of using your time. Or, more fundamentally, a way of thinking, a way of belief, a way of defining yourself, a way of seeing yourself and knowing yourself in relationship to others, in relationship to the source. Who are you? What did you come here to do? How are you doing? Where are you in that process, on that path? Your journey through life is a process of constant growth and expansion. And if you fill the space you are in right now, physically and energetically, emotionally, spiritually, if you've grown to fill that space, okay, they're showing me an illustration you might or might not know from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, or Alice Through the Looking Glass. I can't remember which it was. There was an illustration from the original editions that was reprinted of Alice when she took a pill or ate a mushroom or something and grew and grew and grew, and she's like squished into a little box or something like that. She grew so fast, she couldn't expand anymore. And that's the idea. Okay, so we've all grown. So as we grow, sometimes we reach the limits of our present situation. So then what? Then what happens? Do we know when it's time to make a change and how to make that change? If you're asking within, if your purpose is always to grow and expand, to become very clear energetically, so that you can hear and see and know what guidance is being offered by your higher consciousness, your own higher self, those beings of love and light who are here to help you, the source of all that is, all of these aspects of existence offer guidance, support, and help. And as long as you are asking to receive, you will be given all the signals necessary. And the sooner you receive the signal, accept the signal, and act upon it, the easier your life will be, the easier the change will be. We will support you always in making the changes that are for your highest good. We will support you in your growth, even in the moments when you're a little lost, when you're stumbling around a bit in the darkness, when you're not sure. Simply ask for more light, ask for more understanding, ask for clarity, and allow yourself to make the changes necessary to have the time and the attention and the physical energy to relax and receive. There is a time when your physical form needs support, needs rest, needs healing, needs peace, in order for the spirit to fully express through you, in order for your spirit, your soul, your higher self to fully express through you as you, who you are, the being you are. So allow, allow, allow. Remember that formula from Simplicity of the Soul. There was an episode called Simplicity of the Soul. And this is the formula. I choose simplicity. I align, meaning I align with my higher self and the source. I attune my energy to the source. I allow myself to receive. I allow the source to work within me, through me, on my behalf. This is the lubricant for change when you do that. When you allow simplicity, when you choose simplicity and allow the source to work through you, align, attune, and allow, the changes can be faster, more rapid, and easier. You'll follow the breadcrumbs. Yeah, I always think of following breadcrumbs through the forest, you know, from Hansel and Gretel, except Hansel and Gretel lost the breadcrumbs because the birds ate them and they got lost. But we don't. Energetic breadcrumbs are never eaten. They cannot be eaten by birds. So as long as we follow the signals, we'll be fine. And we'll grow and we'll expand and we'll find our new partner, job, home, family, abundance, whatever it is that we're seeking, whatever aspect of life we want to enhance, we'll find inevitably ourself and our source. Our source self, the aspect, individuated aspect of source that is actually us, each one of us. I don't want to go on too long today, so we're just going to say thank you for joining us. Please support us and support Voices from the Stars and support Project Humanity in any way that you can and feel called to do, choose to do. You can go to voicesfromthestars.com, join our mailing list, make a donation. We're going to soon have more offerings there, events, products, services. You can subscribe or follow us on Spotify, iTunes, any other podcast player. Share us with your friends. Go to our Facebook page. And we have a Facebook group now, too, called Stars Community. And in the future, we're going to be more active there and hope that people will join us to ask questions, to make comments, to give us feedback. We love feedback. So thank you very much for joining us. And until next time, this is Susan Rensberger, speaking to you from La Cumbre in the province of Córdoba, a magical place in the middle of Argentina. Lots of love and light and blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.